T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
We want to talk a little football here in this segment. Thanks for hanging out with us. We're going to get a little national perspective. We'll get Mike's opinion on the Bills, but a lot of other great storylines around the National Football League. Mike Girardi is joining us on our Western Hotline from NFL Network. Mike, it's Howard and Jeremy. Good morning. Thanks for coming on with us today.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for having me.
So we got you on to talk about the Bills, but I actually want to throw a couple of COVID questions at you because we were saying last hour, Mike, that, you know, there was that bump in the road, if you will, earlier this season. The Bills were impacted by that with Tennessee and Denver and New England. And so far, while teams have had to deal with issues, the Rams are working remotely today, games have not been affected. So from what you gather in your talks around the league or with NFL people, I don't know if I say, are they happy? Are how things have gone to this point, that so far so good in terms of no other games being affected while the virus rates are going up?
Yeah, I think they're treading very lightly. I don't think anyone wants to celebrate anything because I think they felt all along that we were going to see this spike that we're having currently, and that, you know, there was a real chance, you know, down the road here, be it end of November, sometime in December, where we could once again find ourselves trying to figure out scheduling and postponements and so forth. So no one wants to give any high fives right now, but I think they've, you know, the close contact stuff and the contact tracing has been, I think, a godsend in some ways for the way they've operated this thing. And while I think clearly, you know, we haven't lost too many games or had too many games moved around, there have been teams like the Bills impacted. Guys are about to get on a plane, you know, to go to Arizona, and all of a sudden, no, you got to stay back. Mm-hmm. But I think everybody's sort of doing the best to be flexible with it and understanding this is just how it's going to be. This is how this year's going to play out, and you can either whine and moan about it, or you can just figure out a way to, you know, fight through it and play your games as best you can.
Do you think, I don't think anybody really thought a bubble would have been anything the league could do for an entire season. So they would have had to come up with the best plan. And do you think, and they've also adjusted their protocols, right, as the season has gone on. Do you think that largely they have done a very good job with whatever protocols they've put in place to handle this as best as possible?
I do, and I think I think your point is a good one about sort of adjusting as you go along here. We learn more and more about the virus, about some of the ways that it's transmitted, et cetera, and they've done their best to try to figure that out. And I think it's been encouraged, especially once we had that dip that you mentioned during the season that the Bills were affected by, the Patriots, et cetera, that, you know, they kind of put it back on the teams a little bit too, as if to say, you got to hammer this point home. You can't get loose during this year. You can't decide, you know what, today I'm going out to dinner. Today I'm going to do this thing that I shouldn't be doing, that I haven't done for the last 6 weeks. But, I've had enough of being inside, or I've had enough of doing this, and I'm going to go spread my wings. And then, you know, we have situations like that where all of a sudden someone has it and you're sort of scrambling to figure out how to do it. I also think that the virtual meetings, it was beneficial, I guess, to a certain degree, to have to go through that in the spring and with OTAs. I think it gave some of these coaches who may not be as technologically savvy as others, you know, sort of an opportunity to figure out what works and what doesn't, and to get your, you know, your players' advice on, hey, that doesn't do it for me, or I'm not picking that up the way I need to. And I think there's been some good developments in that regard that have allowed, I think, the season to sort of continue and teams not to necessarily skip a beat if they lose a practice here or a practice there because of someone testing positive.
Well, no question. Even without fans, the Bills fans want the season to continue because the Bills are in good shape. Now, how good a shape are they in? 7-3. Let's start there. Your assessment of the Bills at this point, good and bad. What would you say?
The good is the continued development of Josh Allen, I think. And while there are still some moments to make you go, don't do that. I think by and large, the yes, do that. There have been way more of those than the opposite of that. So I think that has been key, because to me, I felt going into the year they had the best roster top to bottom in the AFC East. And if they were going to take that next step, it was incumbent upon Josh to take that next step. And I think by and large, he's done that. So that's, to me, that's a real positive. The Stephon Diggs trade has been, it's paid off a million times over already. I think that receiving crew with Smoke back out there, John Brown, with Cole Beasley doing what he does underneath, I think that's as good a trio as you've got in the National Football League. So those are things that I really like about them. I think the offensive line, there's some health issues. I think they need to do a little bit better job, especially in the run game. I think that's a concern. I think you want to be able to enforce your will at times. I don't think that's how they're necessarily built. Obviously, I think they're built to throw the ball, but there's got to be a little bit better productivity from the run game. I guess my two biggest things, one, coming off that loss, it's kind of a freak play. You can't lose that game. 7-3 versus 8-2, the way Miami's coming right now in the division, maybe the Patriots have awakened as well. Just kind of shrinks your margin of error a little bit. And the other thing to me is just defensively, they have not been able to stop the run. And it's a passing league. I get it. But when teams can shove the ball down your throat for 200 yards, that's pretty disheartening. And it also chews up time, and chewing up time keeps it away from your offense and what they're able to do. So I don't know at this point if that's fixable. I think you kind of got the personnel that you got. So I think maybe it just comes down to those guys being motivated by Sean and Leslie Frazier to just play better. They just got to play better.
Mike Giardi is with us, NFL Network. The Bills are one of seven teams in the AFC right now with three losses. They're 7-3. Everybody else is 6-3. Since you just gave us the overall assessment, now where would you put the Bills in the AFC hierarchy, if you will? They're not in tier one. We know that. Is there a clearly defined tier two? Are they in that tier? What would you put them in terms of the picture around the conference?
Yeah, I mean, to me, Kansas City's still the team to beat. I know Pittsburgh's undefeated right now. It's hard for me to say that I don't like a team that's undefeated, but I don't love the Steelers. I don't think Ben's played awesome this year. He looks at times, he looks really old. They can't run the ball either. So that's an interesting thing to me. I don't love their secondary. That's another kind of point against them that I would take away from them. But I would say Kansas City because of Mahomes, and I think the talent. And now I think they proved that they can do it, and I think they can recall on that experience. I think there are times this season where maybe, just maybe, they haven't been all in some regular season games, because I think they know what this is all about now, the journey and what it takes to get to a Super Bowl. And I think you've seen some maybe NBA-like behavior at times from them during the course of the regular season where it's like, it's just week five.
Yeah.
It doesn't really matter. I would put Buffalo in that second group, and I think Miami has sort of snuck into that second group as well. Indy's probably in that second group, although, Phillip Rivers has barely been an upgrade from what they had last year with Jacoby Brissett. Trying to think if I'd put anybody else in there.
Yeah, who do you think, since you have KC, let's say they're clearly number one, if there is a team, a best bet to dethrone Kansas City in this conference, who do you have one team at the top of your list?
No.
It's no, the schmozzle, right,
I
yeah.
I just think they're the best team, and I think the only way they don't end up in Tampa for the Super Bowl is if injuries, if something happens to Mahomes. But I think that team is just too talented, and like I said, I think that the going through it last year and getting there and how they got there with those multiple comebacks, I think they're going to have a certain swagger in January that I don't know that anyone can match.
The NFC, I wanted to ask you who the best team is. I think most people will tell you the best division is the West, and we have an interesting perspective here. The Bills have played three of the four teams, lost to Arizona, beat the Rams, beat the Seahawks, still have to play San Francisco, but they don't look to be a factor. Who do you think is the best team in the NFC at this point?
NFC is a bit of a toss-up for me because I think at various points we thought maybe it's Seattle. I think at one point this year I was like, maybe it's the Rams. I think it's really going to come down in that conference to who's playing the best at the end. You know, who sort of, Belichick always talks here in New England about play your best football after Thanksgiving. And I'm kind of eyeballing that in the West and saying who's going to find the right combination, in late November and December to sort of carry them into the postseason. And I think that, again, going back to your initial question about COVID, that's a whole different element to this because and I know that there are going to be teams affected and there are going to be players affected at various points. And maybe they're going to be star players. Maybe it's going to be like the Patriots with Cam Newton. You know, maybe it's an important piece like a Josh Norman that can't play in a game. And what does that do during that period of time? So depth is key, as we always say, but it's just, to me, it's another intrigue to this whole season. It's, because I think that's something that you can't really even come close to predicting and what's going to happen as we get into the cold and flu season. And again, talking about protocols, the way the league has said, look, if someone has symptoms, the symptoms match, you could have a cold, but you're not playing today.
I'll make this my final question. I'll circle back to COVID. I was going to ask you earlier, but I forgot, but now it does work out. We were just discussing the story in Dallas, where apparently they're going to or they're considering like a mini bubble, not for the players, but for coaches, I guess, and some team personnel. Do you think some teams, not a league move, Mike, but do you think as we get into December and these teams are playing these games for division titles and playoff spots, do you think we'll see teams try and do some kind of bubble in their own city?
I think it'll be – I absolutely think that will be something that gets discussed. I mean, you can't force your employees in that regard. Right. Like New Orleans is at a hotel for their players all year long. Not everybody stays there, but that was an offer. You guys want it? We rented this hotel. It's our hotel. This is the place to be safe, and it's sort of that little mini bubble. And I think clearly, as we get closer, and again, the cases continue to pick up, that you're gonna hear some of that, and you're gonna hear teams talk about that. And then it's probably for the guys with families and things like that who don't want to leave their families and would never have signed up for a bubble if we started the bubble in July. If you tell them, hey, it's December, maybe there's only 6 weeks left of the season, maybe do that. I mean, I know some of the Patriot players, when they had their issue with Kansas City right around that game, several of their guys who have families put themselves in hotels because, A, they didn't want to expose their families and their young kids to it, and, B, it was just like, well, we're trying to figure out a way to – we signed up for this. Now we're trying to figure out a way to get through it, and I think it's a good point. I think we'll probably see and hear more about that in coming weeks about teams and players saying, yeah, maybe this is the best thing to do to try to get through this season, make sure we get paid, and finish the season.
Right. Well, we'll see what happens. Thank you for coming on with us this morning. Thanks for giving us your time, Mike, and stay safe. Enjoy the rest of the season.
Thanks, guys. Anytime.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.